day.
There's a mess of brewing here in New Hampshire. We're going to give you some more details on that on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally for free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. In the last hour, we had John from New Hampshire call in and bring up the case that he's actually been attending the trial of, the Browns. Ed and Elaine Brown, they're two people in their probably early 60s who are now being brought up on charges by the federal government for allegedly dodging taxes. And there's been an interesting development in the story that I stumbled across last night. One of our people emailed to us, essentially suggesting that there may be an armed standoff brewing here in the state of New Hampshire over this trial. Because what's been going on is they've been at trial all week in Concord in federal court on these tax evasion charges. Essentially, like many government trials, it's been fairly rigged from what I've been told. I guess the judge has been allowing them to some extent to enter in their opinions into the trial from what I have read so far, but he's also playing his side, the government side, and that is protecting the government and deeming that the tax law is constitutional right there in the courtroom and telling the jurors that they need to judge the law, they need to judge whether or not he broke the law, not the law itself. And of course, in this case, the Browns would like to have the jurors judge the law itself, but of course they're not going to be allowed to take that tact in their case. And I could read from the Rumor Mill News article that I found from one of their friends who claims to have called them. He claims to have contacted Ed Brown at his home. And basically his suggestion is that the Browns feel like since the judge wants them to go to jail, like he's pushing for a jail sentence, for getting guilty sentences on all counts, in this case, is going to put them in jail for decades. And they're in their 60s.
Yeah, life sentences.
And so they've offered apparently some sort of a deal to the IRS in order to remain free of jail. They'll pay the IRS in a certain arrangement, $626,000, though it's expected that the IRS isn't going to take that deal, that they're going to push for the jail sentence in order to make an example out of these friendly old people. And so now the suggestion is, and this isn't from the Browns themselves, but it's from one of their friends, the suggestion is that they may actually essentially have a standoff at their house, like a la Ruby Ridge, Waco, that sort of thing.
Come in and get us, coppers.
Yeah.
Oh,
they don't want to go to jail.
Mm.
And they never hurt anybody. They just didn't pay taxes. And, of course, their contention, like many Americans' contention, is that the tax law doesn't apply to them. And I happen to agree with them on this.
And really, if it came down to they wrote the IRS letter after letter after letter contending that they didn't owe them taxes. The IRS never wrote them back. Now, so much for the IRS being the Internal Revenue Service and serving the American people.
Now, in another article, the IRS does claim that they tried to get in touch with the Browns.
They've lived in the same place the whole time.
The IRS claims that they refused a certified letter from the IRS in order to set up a meeting. But, that's just what they say. Let's go to the Concord Monitor for the latest on the case. This article came out today. The federal tax evasion trial of Ed and Elaine Brown suffered an interruption yesterday when the couple failed to appear in U.S. District Court in Concord. Ed Brown, who described the proceedings as a kangaroo court in a telephone interview yesterday, said he's been disappointed with the judge's management of the case and doesn't intend to return. "What's the point?" he said. "You saw what happened on Thursday. The Browns, who live in Plainfield, New Hampshire, are charged with conspiring to evade their income taxes, conspiring to disguise large financial transactions, and disguising large financial transactions. Elaine Brown, who earned most of the couple's income as a dentist," real bad lady, right, "is also charged with multiple counts of tax evasion and failing to collect employment taxes from the workers at her dental practice." Well, wait, apparently it's illegal to not withhold from your employees? You can't just allow your employees to take the responsibility upon themselves to pay? Maybe the IRS is concerned that without good little slave business owners to take money out of people's paychecks, that people might not pay their taxes. Is that what their concern is? Because that's what it seems to be. Yesterday, Ed Brown said he was negotiating with court officials by offering to pay the estimated $625,000 in back taxes that the IRS officials say he and his wife owe in exchange for ending the trial. And I want to go on here in a moment, but how exactly was the obligation created? Can somebody out there explain to me, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, if it's true that Ed Brown and his wife and everyone else in America owes the government money, how was the obligation to pay created?
Well, let's see. It's a voluntary, generally an obligation to pay is a voluntary action. I either sign a contract or buy something at a store, and then I'm obligated to pay for that thing that I've voluntarily taken on.
Okay.
But the government sort of...
Where was the voluntary action?
Told me that I had to pay because,
right,
you know, they've paved the roads and they've built the government buildings and they have all these programs out there. So they told me I had to pay. And I guess the voluntary action was the day I went to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I voluntarily got a job and the government has its fingers in all these jobs out there. And so... Maybe, but, you know...
That wasn't very explicit, though.
No,
I mean, it wasn't
it's not
agreement.
Very explicit, and it seems to violate the whole concept of self-ownership.
Well, there's also, in any contract between individuals, there has to be a meeting of the minds. There has to be a point at which, yeah, I agree with you with what you're asking me to do here, Mark. Let's, okay, I agree, you agree, all right, we're in on this, let's go ahead. We're going to write this down, we're going to sign it, okay, now we've got ourselves a contract. There's a certain process that you have to go through. In this case, you can't make the claim that an obligation was created by the fact that you got a job, because there's no way to get a job without having the government, as you say, putting their fingers into it. There's no way to get a job outside of the system without having the government jump down your throat for violating one of their silly little laws. So there wasn't a meeting of the minds. There was a desire for me, or the Browns in this case, to make money and have a nice life for themselves. That's why they wanted to. That's why you get a job, because you want to pay the bills. You want to enjoy your life. You don't get a job so you can pay the government money for the rest of your life. There's no obligation there at all.
No, I was just trying to come up with the best explanation I possibly could.
There is no explanation for this. The explanation beyond the fact that this is just an armed group of people making demands on innocent folks. And that those innocent folks include you, not just the Browns. They just haven't gone after you yet. Unless they have, in which case I'd like to hear your story at 800-259-9231. But if you can explain to me how the obligation to pay the IRS 30% or 15% or whatever your percentage is of your income was created, I would really love to hear it. Back to Ed Brown. He says, I'm willing to pay the full amount of money if they would just go away, he said. But that's unlikely to happen, according to the Monitor. The Browns are charged with criminal offenses. And if they're convicted, the punishments would go beyond repayment. If they received the maximum penalties on all of their charges, each of the Browns would face decades in prison.
And
they would also face forfeiture of their house because their mortgage was paid with postal money orders that the government alleges were purchased in an illegal manner.
How do you illegally purchase postal money orders?
You purchase them. You purchase too many of them over too large of an amount.
Well, then why do they sell them to them?
Well, because they
shouldn't
sell
shouldn't the government
them.
Go to jail for selling them these illegal postal money orders?
They sell the money orders, and they hope that you buy the wrong one so they can bring you up on charges.
Apparently they do. You know, how much different is the government in this instance from the gangster in the 30s that would walk into a shop owner's business and say, hey, you got a nice shop here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. You know, there's all kinds of crazy things out there that could happen, and how about you pay me to protect you? Huh?
How
you
about
pay
no?
Me and I won't, you know, nothing bad will happen to you. Pretty little shop here.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how much different
Not much.
Is the government? The government's just
it's bigger.
The biggest group
yeah.
of gangsters. And if you work for them, you ought to be ashamed of yourself
you really
for
should.
Propagating this.
800-259-9231. Please explain to me how the obligation to
there's
pay
probably,
taxes is created.
There's probably some people out there that work for the government that are trying to, propagate freedom. But, man... Most of them, just cogs in the wheel.
Let's talk to Ray in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ray. Ray in Illinois. Ray in Illinois, going once. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back alive during this year. 800-259-9231. More about the Brown case on the way. Just a couple nice old folks being brought up on charges, possibly facing decades in prison, all for wanting to keep the money they earned. Can you imagine that? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Where's the obligation created to pay taxes? How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the live Saturday edition, in here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give them away. And that does include archives and the wiki and updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list over at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Well, maybe it's taxes, like we're talking about this hour. Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers are to include Christopher Gronski, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. For more information and to get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We're talking about a case happening in New Hampshire. It is the trial of Ed and Elaine Brown. There are a couple of people in there, I would say early 60s. Elaine is apparently a pretty popular dentist in Plainfield, New Hampshire, where she resides. And apparently they decided that, can you imagine this? The money they earned was their own, and that they don't owe it to anybody that they haven't specifically contracted to pay to. And so they decided to keep the money that they earned. Well, now the federal government is bringing down conspiracy charges, tax evasion charges. And by the way, you'd asked the question about the money orders, because it was mentioned earlier that they were going to the post office to purchase money orders, mm-hmm. and they violated the law in their purchasing of the money orders. Well, here's the details on what happened there. Several, also from a different Concord Monitor article, several postal employees testified about the Browns' habit of purchasing multiple postal money orders. Federal law requires purchasers of more than $3,000 to fill out a form notifying the government about the transaction. The Browns are accused of structuring or making multiple purchases just below the $3,000 limit to evade the reporting requirements. I mean, you didn't know about structuring, Mark? How could you possibly? Haven't you read all of the federal laws on the books? You should know these things. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Never heard of it.
According to the postal agents, the Browns would frequently wait online at the post office together and each purchase $2,800 in money orders. Patricia Ribello, a postal investigator who described the pattern of purchases, says the couple purchased more than $300,000 in money orders this way over a two-year period. All of the money orders, she said, went toward paying the couple's mortgages. According to Ribello and John Hickey, another postal investigator who testified...
What's wrong with that, though?
It's against the law.
Why is it against the law to purchase money orders to pay your mortgage?
Because of money laundering laws. Because they are trying to stop money launderers.
That just doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, why is it I can't pay my mortgage in money orders? I paid my mortgage in money orders before.
No, you can pay your mortgage in money orders. You just can't buy more than you can't buy similar amounts in a specific period of time. So I can't go in today. I can go in today and purchase $2,800 in money orders. But if I come in tomorrow and purchase another $2,800 and come in the next day and purchase another $2,800, then some red flags are going to go off. I'm going to get flagged for structuring my purchases. And it's evidence that you're trying to launder some money. That's the suggestion. And so a postal investigator who testified, structuring offenses commonly go...
Shouldn't they just outlaw money laundering?
That's what they're trying to do.
But what is this structuring thing? This is, you could be laundering money. It doesn't sound to me like they were laundering any money. They earned their money in a business.
It's I don't agree with the laws, Mark. I'm just telling you what they are.
It just doesn't make any sense.
We're just trying to save the world from the drug dealers.
Aren't drug dealers.
Well, that's why the money laundering charges were, that's why the money laundering laws were brought about in the first place, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then why are they being used on these people?
Well, because they're tax dodgers. We're trying to save the world from them, too. I mean, what would happen if people kept the money they earned, Mark? And the roads would fall apart and all kinds of other terrible things would occur, wouldn't it?
If people wanted to get from one place to another, I imagine they'd figure out something.
The government's final witness was on the stand as court closed yesterday, and the Browns will begin their defense early tomorrow. But this was written a day ago. I just wanted to explain the postal situation, because the Browns didn't show up in court yesterday. And rumor has it they're preparing for a standoff at their house, because they've made an offer to the government that said essentially, look, we'll pay you the money that you want, the $600,000+, just don't put us in jail. But the government wants to put them in jail, and they don't want to go. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens come Monday morning. And we'll keep you up to date here on Free Talk Live. We've got to go to the phones to the fun. Let's try Ray in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Mark. Ian.
Hey, Ray. What's on your mind?
Just a little information in reference to the drug war and the tax problem with the Browns there in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I saw a case the other day. The judge's name was Cuca, C-U-C-A.
Okay.
And the defendant, his name was Whitey Harrell, W-H-I-T-E-Y.
Okay, you don't need to spell it. What about it?
Well, it was a federal case held here in the state of Illinois where he didn't file his taxes for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And the foreperson of the jury asked a simple question to the prosecuting attorney and the judge, and she asked a simple question, could you show me the law where it requires us to pay income tax on our labor?
Ooh, how did she get on that jury?
Well, the defendant won his case because the jury ruled not guilty because the judge and the prosecuting attorney and the IRS refused to show them the law.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Thanks for the story. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. I wonder how they even allowed that person on the jury.
I can't imagine.
Normally they do their best to keep people like that out of juries. And good. I'm glad that worked out for those guys. I don't think it's going to work out so well for the Browns in this case. And also, I want to know from you if you can explain to me how the obligation to pay taxes was created. Yet to hear an explanation on that one at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Peter in... Nope, Peter's gone. Let's try Richie in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey.
Richie. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of a new listener.
Okay.
I found out about you from Downsize DC.
Fantastic.
And let's see. I would love to be on the jury for tax evasion.
Sure, me too.
It would be definitely hung if I was on it. But I want to bring up something from a show a few nights past, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
On the 9/11 conspiracy subject,
mm-hmm.
And I know you're getting tired of hearing about it.
Oh, yeah, I've been tired about it.
Well, everybody, you know, can believe certain things, just like you said you couldn't believe that they could wire a building with explosives.
In the short period of time they had.
Okay,
and,
well, we don't... You're talking about during the shutdown. Just
right.
During the shutdown period. But for me, okay, it's not what I believe, it's what I can't believe. Supposedly, they've been building these buildings for 100 years, and one's never failed from a fire. And then on 9/11, three of them fell.
Well, that's an allegation. Hold on. Now, that's an allegation made by the conspiracy theorists, and it's been effectively rebutted.
No. I watched the man that was, I don't remember if he was from, I think he was with NIST. Mm-hmm. He was on TV, and they was talking about Building 7, and he told them, he said, since the buildings never fail, we cannot explain why Building 7 fell from fire.
There have been plenty of rebuttals to that at 911myths.com, also loosechangeguide.com, plenty of claims to the contrary. That's the claim about buildings have never fallen from fire over the years. It's been rebutted, my friend.
Okay,
and I invite you to go check out those websites
and learn more. Could I ask you one more quick question?
Real quick.
Have you seen the story or anything about the USS Liberty?
I don't know, but if you can
email... It's a big boat.
Google USS Liberty.
All right, we'll take a look at that. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. More on the way about money laundering. Got some tips for you. And this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. and you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're live in the studio for this, the Saturday evening edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including live streams. There's the broadband version of the show. There's dial-up versions as well. And we give it all away for you. freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
There's a tragedy brewing here in New Hampshire. We've been talking about it off and on throughout the hour here. And it has to do with a couple of people in their early 60s, Ed and Elaine Brown. She's a dentist. He's retired. And they didn't pay taxes for the past decade or so. And now the federal government is coming after them with all sorts of charges, conspiracy charges among them, tax evasion charges as well. There's been a federal trial going on all week long. And they've been allowed to some extent to bring their views into the trial, but the judge essentially shut them down when they actually tried to question the law itself. He ruled on the bench that the law was constitutional. He instructed the jurors that the law is constitutional and that they should only judge the facts in the case and not the law itself. So once again, the jury is being completely excluded from the true knowledge that they have the ability to nullify law, that they have the ability to nullify the case. And once again, they're just being excluded from that, as we've seen with so many federal court trials. And it's so sad. I mean, the case itself, the fact that these people is being brought up on charges is a tragedy on its own. But it could get worse, Mark, because apparently the Browns didn't show up for their trial yesterday, Friday. And
that means it's going to get worse.
According to the Concord Monitor, Ed Brown told them, what's the point? You saw what happened Thursday. He called it a kangaroo court, and he's right. The deck is stacked against people who are essentially tax freedom advocates, and they know it. And so the Browns admitted that they haven't paid their income taxes since 1996, but they argue that they're under no legal obligation to pay, citing a number of legal theories for which they say there's significant evidence. They had hoped to have been able to present such documentation as part of their defense, but U.S. District Court Judge Stephen McAuliffe made clear Thursday that he'll allow the Browns to show that they'd honestly held unusual legal views, but he will not allow them to try to persuade the jury of the accuracy of those ideas. He says, you're entitled to your view, but that's not the law.
Right. Well, please. I mean, you're not allowed to present whatever defense you want?
No, you're not.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Not in America,
sir. I'm accused here. I should be able to present whatever defense I want. And if that leaves the jury with a reasonable doubt as to my guilt, then great.
McAuliffe also gave the Browns a draft copy of the jury instructions he planned to deliver at the end of the trial. Reading those instructions, Ed Brown said, convinced him that McAuliffe would never let him present the kind of defense that he'd hoped for. And in those instructions, it's your typical jury instructions of you must judge the facts in the case, not the law itself, which is a lie. Juries have the ability to judge the law.
That's how Prohibition got overturned here in the United States.
They have the ability to just say no to the law itself, but judges and attorneys and everybody in the system does everything they can do to keep that knowledge out of the hands of jurors. And so that's one of the reasons why the Browns just decided to stay home on Friday. Yesterday was scheduled to be the first day for the Browns to present their defense. The government's final witness was expected to hear to end her testimony in the morning. McAuliffe, the judge, decided to postpone the remainder of the trial until Tuesday. Since Monday's a federal holiday, he dismissed the jury just after noon. Quote, unfortunately, some difficulties prevent us from proceeding with the trial today, he wrote in a message to the jurors. His ruling means that the Browns will not be punished for their decision to not attend yesterday's session, so long as they return. If they do not come to court on Tuesday, the judge will allow the trial to move on in their absence, which may mean the case will go to the jury without the Browns making their case.
That's
there may
bizarre.
Also be criminal penalties if the Browns don't return to court Tuesday. I'd say it's probably definite that they're going to be penalties.
I'd say there's a pretty good chance.
Both Browns signed contracts after their arraignment, that was a mistake, in May, in which they agreed to show up for their court hearings or face further penalties. The judge could issue a bench warrant for the Browns and have them arrested, and they could be detained for the duration of their trial and receive additional charges for contempt of court. They're already facing decades in prison. They're in their 60s. What's some more charges going to do?
You know, the government's really backing these people into a corner, and, you know, it seems like a situation that could turn really bad. Essentially, you're telling them, look, either you come with us and die in prison, or you stay here and fight us and die at home.
I think they're going to choose the latter. At least that's what one of their friends is saying may actually occur. We may end up seeing a standoff here within the next few days here in New Hampshire, and of course we'll keep you up to date. But I've still yet to hear from anybody out there listening as to how it is that an obligation to pay taxes is created upon an individual. I'd really love an explanation of that. 1-800-259-9231. Certainly there are enough tax proponents out there listening that could explain this to me. Let's go to the phones. Maybe David in Florida, listening on WFTL, has the answer. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Now, look, just on a realistic level, the government has an army. There are police, garbage pickup, firemen, people would be very in favor. Welfare, public health services, housing. There's no way for the government to pay for that and other things that are necessary without a tax.
Well, I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no way for the government to do those things, as there wouldn't be for us to do them without charging for it.
Now, in the hold on, please.
Please.
In the early part of the U.S., there was only tariffs, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
When World War One started, the government instituted an income tax. I think it's the 18th Amendment to the Constitution. And The government absolutely has the right to tax people.
How does government get rights, sir?
That amendment was ratified by more than three quarters.
Wait a minute. No. You're not answering my question. How does government, a collective group of people, get rights? I thought only individuals had rights.
I thought God endowed them with rights.
No. It's a two-way street. The individual is responsible for society as well as the government is responsible for the individual.
How is that responsibility and obligation created?
If we want to have garbage pickup, if we want government services...
Are you telling me that somebody can't... Hold on, wait a second. That's ridiculous. Are you telling me that somebody can't get paid to pick up garbage? Because here in New Hampshire, where I live, I have to pay somebody to come get garbage. They're a private individual. Government doesn't need to pick up garbage. Garbage won't accrue in your house. I swear to God, we don't need these people.
Well, it exists. In New York City, they have garbage pickup.
Absolutely they do, because the government has a forced monopoly on it, and if you don't pay, they'll enact some kind of punishment on you.
Look, from the time in the beginning of human civilization, even the Hawaiian Islands, and there couldn't be probably more idyllic setting than that, the king of the Hawaiian Islands had a tax. If you did well in your fishing career, you had to build some roads. And that was just the way society has
okay,
been...
Okay, so now hold on, David.
The practical accounting thing for a second. If someone, because they don't have any money or because they're not sure what they're doing, doesn't file a tax return, and then the next year they don't file because, they're a little afraid, and so on, and it takes them maybe 10 years to catch up,
mm-hmm.
and then the IRS finds them, they don't go to jail. The IRS says, look, meet us in the office. Let's go figure out what the taxes are. You pay it. And we may even let you add the penalties, but not the interest. If someone actually goes and says there's no such thing as an income tax and they're going to present that kind of an argument, then the IRS is going to make a case out of this and they're going to prosecute them.
Okay, look, David, I understand what the IRS does. We've seen them do these things time and time again. We've seen them bring people up on charges time and time again. But you really have yet to answer my question, and that is
the law that was, look, we vote as a democracy. We vote for our congressmen, our senators, our presidents, and so on. We vote for the council people. We vote for the state legislatures. We vote for them, and they have instituted an income tax.
I see what you're saying. Now, David, I want to explore this more with you, and I really hope you'll hold on, because I want to bring you back for more of this, because you're a pretty knowledgeable guy. And
we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
You're handling this fairly calmly, and I really think this is an interesting topic that a lot of people are concerned about, and you seem to have some answers. So we're going to explore this whole tax thing and how obligations are created and how it is that voting can manage to force people to do things. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the last Saturday edition, your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. You cast your vote for the show, and it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, of which I think we're currently ranked at the number 3 position. Thanks to those of you who've taken the time to go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, head over there and take care of it. It's much appreciated by us. It makes a big difference because us being in the top 10 means more new people finding the show and therefore finding the message of freedom and liberty. Vote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to David in Florida listening on WFTL, thanks for hanging on, David, because we're talking about, at least I presume you're still there, David?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're talking about taxes. And I want to approach this from an angle that people don't normally approach it from. And I don't know if you've quite gotten a grip on how it is I'm approaching this, because when I asked you how it is an obligation to pay taxes was created, your answer was essentially, well, it's always been that way. And
I understand exactly what you're saying. And there is a two-way street with the society and the government. Right? Now, in a monarchy, perhaps, it might be it's on a one-way street where the monarchy exists for its own benefit and the people exist for the benefit of the monarchy. In a democracy, at least we hope that it's Republican or Democrat, it doesn't make a difference. We hope it's a two-way street. The government is our representative, but at the same time, we have to give support to the government.
Now, slow down for a second here. Now, wait a minute. How is it that the government is my representative?
We vote for them. And
but what if I don't vote?
Well, you don't have to vote if you don't want to. But you
have to obey the rules.
Yeah, I don't want to drive through a red light any more than you want to drive through a red light. Of course you got to obey the rules.
Oh, so red lights are there to protect us. I get that. I mean, red lights make perfectly good sense, but it's the obligation that you're insinuating here that I don't really understand entirely.
You live in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In New Hampshire, there's no state income tax. There is real estate tax, and there is sales tax.
There are no sales taxes in New Hampshire. There are sales taxes in Florida, but not New Hampshire.
There are sales tax, and there's real estate tax in Florida, and there's no income tax in Florida. Mm-hmm. I live in New York. There's income tax on almost everything you do.
That's true.
And sales tax and so on, and real estate tax. Government needs money. There's no issue. There's no question. If at any way it could be shown, and it can't be, but if it could be shown that the income tax amendment to the Constitution was done fraudulently. If it could be shown that states have no right to tax us, the legislatures and the various legislatures, state and local and federal, would pass a law tomorrow. Now, if you don't like that,
that's absurd.
Understandable.
Well, that's absurd to suggest that the government would go ahead and pass a law that would prevent it from acquiring as much money as it can possibly acquire.
No, you didn't hear me. If it could be shown by the Browns and by any of the other proponents that there is no such thing as an income tax, and they've got the right to do it and so on.
I see what you're saying. They'd pass a law to make it so it's ironclad. They'd fix whatever loopholes.
In an absolute second. Now, if you don't like that, if anybody listening doesn't like that, which is very understandable, I'd much rather keep all my money and decide how I want to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Then that's fine. Then go dig up candidates that will support that position.
I see what you're saying. Let's jump back to the obligation issue, because this is the most fascinating part to me. Let me see if I understand you right here. You're saying that because some people in America, a minority of people, because a minority of people in America decide to go to the polls once every 4 years or 2 years or whatever and stand behind a curtain and allegedly vote, because it's a secret process. We don't know if they voted. We don't really know who they voted for.
Well, we got to assume they are.
We're presuming they're checking boxes on a piece of paper, because a bunch of people go into a room, check some boxes on a piece of paper, and some people claim that they won the election. Those people who are then so-called elected can then foist whatever sort of rules they want to on everybody else in the country. That's essentially what you're saying.
Well, within the Constitution, and assumingly they want to get reelected, and they're not going to do anything.
How does the Constitution become a binding document on me? How does the Constitution, which is nothing more, sir, than a piece of paper signed by men, how is it that the Constitution creates obligations on other people?
It's a social contract.
Really?
This social contract argument. Did you sign the social contract? Because I know I didn't.
But I'm not going to go willy-nilly and do what I did. What do we all do? We all do what we think is right. Now, you may be a wonderful person. You may be totally like a saint. But what if you're not? What if you're a criminal?
Hold on a second, because I can tell you, sir, that the people running government are absolutely criminals, and they're doing things that are wrong. Here's an easy way to understand this, David, because it's really actually pretty simple. Would you ever consider going to perhaps it's your next-door neighbor and pointing a gun at him and taking all of his money? Or maybe taking 25%.
Give me half your money.
I heard Rush Limbaugh say the same thing. Of course not, except if my next-door neighbor says to me that they want me to protect them with police and with an army.
Okay, slow down. Okay, I see where you're coming from. I'm not asking you all those details. You're just saying you wouldn't go and use violence on your next-door neighbor, right?
Of course not, no.
Okay. Now, would it be acceptable? Let's say your next-door neighbor has a decent amount of money, and it would really help you out if you could get your hands on some of it. Maybe if you got together with 10 of your friends and you all went to him and threatened his life, would that be okay to get his money? Was that a no?
Of course not.
Okay, how many people does it take to make it okay?
It's not. Look, the government does not come and say, just because we want to, we're going to take your money. And we're
That's what they're
it.
Doing with the Browns.
No, they're
going to throw them in jail for decades, sir.
No. Listen, the congressmen, the senators, and so on, are not going into your pocket so they can put the money into their pocket.
What?
They are going into your pocket so they can go build roads that you're going to want to drive
you
on.
You are out of your mind, sir.
Yes,
what
but I don't want them to build my roads. I don't want them to collect my trash. I don't want them to do any of that stuff.
I don't agree with what they're doing with the money. Wait a minute. David, I don't agree with how they're spending the money, so why should I be forced to give it to them, sir?
Well, then you got to go get it. You can run for Congress.
Oh, so then I have to spend a bunch of money so I can get a bunch of people to vote for me and vote for my way so I can enforce my way on other people?
You want everything the government should provide.
I don't want anything from the government. I don't want anything from them, sir. Nothing. But they demand that I give them my money. They demand it at the point of a gun, and that's okay with you.
So you don't want a post office, then?
A post office? What the heck do you need a post office for? You've got UPS, FedEx, these guys deliver stuff.
Right. You don't want roads.
I want roads. They can be built fine on a private basis.
Look,
sir.
Lots of companies build roads to their businesses off the main highway. Are you telling me roads can't be constructed without the government?
Maybe. Look, we haven't been attacked for a while except September 11th, but you know, maybe we shouldn't have an army. You shouldn't have an Air Force or a Navy.
Look, the government's outlawed militias because they don't want competition in that arena.
No, then we need, so we need private militias running around with guns.
Absolutely. That's that's how the country ran for a very long time. And
maybe
somehow that means something to you.
Maybe I could have a private militia that says, I don't like your private militia.
Well, that would be silly, wouldn't it? Because then you'd probably get shot.
I don't know, because there's no rules anymore. The rules are whatever you want them to be.
Now, look, don't you think that roads could probably be paid for with a direct tax on gasoline much more efficiently than this whole, you want to pay for the program to feed poor people, and I want to pay for the war in Iraq, and all this other nonsense?
If you're going to talk about the better way to have tax, a fairer administration, different projects, absolutely, we can sit and have a reasonable discussion. But if you're going to say that there's no such thing as income tax, that the government has no right...
The government has no right to...
Governments don't have
the income
rights,
tax
sir.
Is invasive because if I don't fill out all their forms and that kind of thing, then it's slavery on me. I have to fill out these forms. It takes me hours and hours and hours every year to do my income tax. The government is enslaving me to fill out their paperwork. That's wrong.
The government enslaves employers to collect money, to withhold money from people's paychecks as well. The government enslaves David, and that's just acceptable to you.
There is the battle between simplicity and fairness. It would be lovely to say everybody pays 10%. That's it. One little postcard like what they were with Forbes says, right? On the other hand, what if I'm really sick and you're not? What if I've got 10 kids and you don't? What if my expenses and my business are much greater than your expenses and your business? There's got to be a way to deal with that. You can't. So the tax codes are a battle between simplicity and fairness.
No, sir.
And the
tax codes are a bunch of words written by men who believe they have power over others. That's all there is to it. And when people decide they don't want to pay taxes because they believe they're sovereign individuals with rights, and these others who believe they've got authority come in and arrest them and throw them in jail cells, we've got a real anti-freedom problem on our hands.
No. Listen, if the Browns don't want to pay tax and don't own any services, that's terrific. They can go get on a dinghy and go in the middle of the Pacific and not pay any tax to anybody.
Love it or leave it, huh, David?
Wait a second. Now, they paid for that land they live on. You're going to kick them off of it because somebody flies a flag over it?
Tell me which area of the U.S. does not have real estate tax.
I think they all do.
Which locality?
And
I would imagine
bad,
they all do.
My friend, they're all bad. Thanks for the time. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. You want to talk taxes or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What is